Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet, about to take a look at the next item on our list of Psulin, and that is Tamei. We already dealt with Tamei earlier when we looked at Tvul Yom, so we're going to take this into a different direction, which is the ruling of Ziknei Darom. And Ziknei Darom evidently refers to some Amoraim who went to the south, in spite of the fact that the main population area of the Chachamim and of everybody else was in the Galil. Amru Ziknei Darom, Lo Shanu Ela Tamei Sheretz, that the rule that if a Kohen Tamei does Avodah, it is Pasul, is only if he was Tamei Tumat Sheretz. Now, Tumat Sheretz here means Sheretz, Nevela, any Tumat Maga, any Tuma that happens because you touch something that's Tamei. We'll call it Tumat Sheretz. Aval Tamei Mate, that's the one we want to set apart. A Tmei Mate, Mitoch Shemar, Tzebet Zibur, after all, Tumat Mate, Hutra Bet Zibur, which means if you have a majority of the community that's Tmei Mate, then you're able to bring, let's say, Korban Pesach, Korban Tamid, etc. Marzen Nam Biachid. So since it works Bet Zibur, therefore, Bidiavad, if a Kohen Tmei Mate did Avodah, it's Kasher. So now, Ihachi Tmei Sheretz Nami Leit, Bekavachom Tmei Mate. So if that's the case, then this is our attack on Ziknei Darom, the first of several. Then a Tmei Sheretz should also work. Kavachomer from Tmei Mate. Ma Tmei Mate Shetaun Hazaat Shlishi Ushvii. After all, Tmei Mate has to do Hazaah on the third and seventh day, and it's a 7-day Tumah, and there's all sorts of other Chumrot. Mart said, nonetheless, you say that his Avodah is acceptable. Tmei Sheretz Sheinotan Hazaat Shim Gibbol Shvii. Tmei Sheretz is only 1-day Tumah, and you go to the Mikvah. Eino Din Shemart says, certainly it should be accepted. The answer is, Kasavri Ziknei Darom must be that Ziknei Darom held, and this is going to put them further afield. Mechaprin kemit kaprin. That the officiants are like the ones who get kaparat. Ma mit kaprin tamei mate in tamei sheretz lo. So they say, just like only a tamei mate can be included in a korban and not a tamei sheretz, which means if somebody's a tamei mate, and let's say their seventh day is today, a korban can be brought for them because that night they could eat it. For instance, the famous case of korban Pesach. Af mechaprin tmei mate in tmei sheretz lo. So it must be that also the officiants can only be tmei mate and not tmei sheretz. In other words, it parallels with those who are able to be included as a donor in a korban. Now here's the problem. Maika savri, ika savri, and shochtim zorkin al tmei sheretz. If they hold that you cannot do shchit or zrika for tmei sheretz to eat that night, so milo avdi tzibur betuma. So if that's the case, then why can't the tzibur who is ro rubam tmeim tmei sheretz? Why can't they do it? You're exactly like a tzmei mate. Hakol shebiachid nidcheh tzibur avdi betuma. We have the following rule. Any case where if an individual were tamei betuma X, he could not be included in a korban, then if the community is tamei betuma X, then it's doche, and we can bring the korban lachatchila. Case being tzmei mate. Ela kasavi shechtim nezarkin al tzmei sheretz. It must be that they hold that we do bring a korban, and we do zrikat adam for tzmei sheretz, because he can eat that night. And that's a machloket about the Korban Pesach. Amar Ula, Takalu Rabbi Shlakish Lidromai. Ula said Rabbi Shlakish really gave a shot to the Ziknei Darom with the following challenge. Chieza Koach Merubet, Koach Mechaprin or Koach Mitkaprin. In other words, this equation that they made that said the Mitkaprin and the Mechaprin are the same is what limits that a Tmei Sheretz can't do the Avodah because a Tmei Sheretz cannot be included in the Avodah. So he said, which more is more powerful, the mechaprin or the mitkaprin? In other words, which is a wider net? Havei omer koach mitkaprin. Certainly the ones who attain atonement is a wider net. First of all, they're not all kohanim, they're everybody. Second of all, that mitkaprin, you don't have to be in the mikdash, so there could be people who are tmei in a certain way. Think about this. If the donor is a tmei sheretz, he can still send his korban, and you'll offer it on his behalf. Nonetheless, Kohen Shnit Ma B'Sheretz Ein Omratzeh, you guys agree, using Ziknei Darom, that a Kohen who is Tamei Tumat Sheretz cannot bring a Korban. So Makom Shnit Mu Ba'alim B'Meit She'ein V'Shalchin Korbanotan. But if an individual is a Tamei Mate, we don't bring a Korban for them. Kohen Shnit Ma B'Meit Odin Shnit Omratzeh, certainly then if a Kohen is Tamei Mate, he can't do the Avodah. So your distinction in the Mishnah of saying that a Tamei Mate does doing Avodah is acceptable doesn't seem to work as a result of the Kal V'Chomer. So now we have to posit that Ziknei Darom have another position, which is, Kasavri Ziknei Darom, Tmei Mei Nam Mishalech Korbanotav. They must hold that a Tmei Mei also can bring his Korbanot. right? Which itself is going to hurt their position because mechaprin kemit kaprin is going to go in the same direction. Hi, v'aktiv ish ish ki atameh v'asa pesach v'chodesh hasheni. So what about the parsha of Pesach Sheni? Why would you have Pesach Sheni if we could bring a korban on behalf of a tmei mate? The answer is l'mitzvah, meaning ideally he brings his own korban Pesach Sheni. But if we brought it Pesach Rishon, it's yotze. V'aktiv ish l'fi ochlo. And the pasuk about taking the korban Pesach, it says that it has to be a man according to the eating, which means that you have to have people involved as per each one having an appropriate portion, which means you can only shecht it if people are going to be eating. And if the guy's a tmei mate, he's not going to be eating because he may have a few days to go. The answer is l'mitzvah. That's ideal. V'le'akuve lo, it's not ma'akei, v'atanya k'michsat nefashot. He takes the korban and he shechts it based on the amount of people in the house. That proves that l'chatchila, it must be slaughtered for those who are included in the group. I might think, though, that if he violated it and shechted it, including people who aren't in the group, he just violated a mitzvah. Tamalomar tachosu. If you take a look at the pasuk, you'll see it says tachosu, you shall shecht. Akatub shina lav lakev. And it's something that we've seen already, and we'll see many times in Zvachim and Menachot, that when the pasuk repeats the idea, that second mention of it is there to show ikuva, that it is a sine qua non. V'itkash ochlin l'minuyin, and we compare the eaters to those who are included. And therefore, since a tmei mate cannot eat from it, therefore it would be a korban pasul if you shecht it, having him in mind. So you can't include him. The answer is ziknei darom lomakshi. Ziknei darom say, yeah, you can't include people who weren't part of your group, but if somebody is part of your group but he can't be currently eating because he's tamei or choler, zaken, etc., that's not, they're not compared. But even if they don't compare ochlin to menuyin, mehanami lo pircho. We have another challenge to them as follows. According to you, Zignei Darom, if the donor is Tamei Sheretz, L'chatchila, he could send his korban and we'll bring it. But nonetheless, a kohen who has that same tuma, b'diavad, we won't accept it. So certainly, if the Baalim or Tamei Mate, where you'll agree that L'chatchila, we do not send the korban, even if you want to argue that b'diavad, it's accepted. Certainly, if a Kohen is Tmei Mate, certainly it won't be accepted. So that's one strong challenge to the Ziknei Darom. We have another, Meitave. Mnei Sharun Nazir Ose Pesach, Hatzitz Meratzel, Tumat Dam, Ve'en Hatzitz Meratzel, Tumat Aguf. This is a sugya in the second half of Masechet Pesachim, where we say that Tzitz generates Ritzui, or acceptance of the Korban, for Tumat Dam, if the dam was eaten, but not for tumat aguf, and we assume tumat aguf here means the tumah of the kohen, meaning that any kohen tameh who does avodah, it's out, and there is no distinction to what may tumat sheretz, doesn't matter. Now, b'mai, ilayim of tumat sheretz, if we're talking about tumat sheretz, amar chochten zorkan tumat sheretz. So our starting assumption here is that we're not talking about the kohen, but we're talking about the donor. And according to you, somebody who's Tmei Sheretz will bring the Korban on their behalf. Ella Tumat Mate. Rather, it proves that we do not bring it on behalf of a Tmei Mate. And you, Ziknei Darom, claim that we do. Uktani Einat Tzitz Meratzeh. So even B'diavad, it's not accepted. Alma Nitmu Balim B'mate and Meshachin Korbanotan. Certainly we can't send it. So your statement that we do bring a Korban on behalf of Tmei Mate doesn't work. Their answer is low. Idit Mubalim B'mate Achinami. If the donors were Tmei Mate, then we would bring it. We're talking about a Kohen becoming Tmei Sheretz. In other words, our principal case, which is that if the Kohen is Tmei Sheretz, then his Avodah is Pasul. The end of that Mishnah says that if he had Tumah Tatahom, which literally means Tumah of the depths, what it means is Tumah that he wasn't aware of at the time, Hatzitz Meratzeh. And that seems to be the same kind of Tumah that was not accepted in the Reisha, but if it's one he didn't know about at the time, the Tzitzim Meratzeh. Hatan Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya explained in the formal canonized interpretation of that, Lomu Tumat Atom Elo Lemate Bilvad. Tumat Atom only applies to mate. We're literally, we're talking about a Tahom, where there was a body underneath. Now, Lemate Lemute Mai, what's he excluding with that? Lav Lemute Tumat Tahom de Sheretz. Isn't he excluding Tumat Tahom of Sheretz, meaning you were Nitma B'Sheretz, but you didn't know about it? And so therefore you see that that's not accepted at all. Lo, lim ute tumat atahom de ziva. It's talking about a case where you were a zav and you didn't know. Halabai Rabbi Mechama. So Rabbi Mechama asked the following question: Kohen Amaratzeker b'Korbanotein, a Kohen is bringing Korbanot. Hutralo Tumatatom or lo Hutralo Tumatatom? If he finds out that it was Tamei, Hutra or not, Tifshot the Tumatatom Hutralo. You should say it is. Tahacha b'Kohen Kamina, because now we're talking not about the Balim, but according to using Nedarom, we're talking about the Kohen. And we're saying that if a Kohen became Tamei, and it was Tumatatom, he didn't know about it at the time, that it is Tahor. It's Kasher, the Korban is Kasher. So the answer is to Rambam Bachama Vadai Pli. He certainly isn't Nei Daron, can't sit Rambam Bachama. Rambam Bachama certainly agrees that we're talking about the Baalim. All right, so let's see if we can go anywhere with Zikne Darom. Toshma, v'nasar ona tavona korashim. So the principal pasuk about the tzitz, in Parsha Tetzaveh, Aharon will bear the sin of the korashim. V'che'ezo avon nosei. Which sin is he bearing? Im avon pigul, if it's the sin of pigul, ha'ikvarna mar lo yechashev. It's not accepted. Im avon notar, ha'ikvar amur, in the same pasuk, lo yeratzeh, won't be accepted, which means pigul and notar, the tzitz won't help. It's still unaccepted. It must be that he's bearing the sin of Tuma, which has been allowed Betzibur, and nonetheless, if it's a case where an individual is Tamei, and we assume this is Tumat Mate, because it's the kind of Tuma that's Hutra Betzibur, then that's the kind of sin that the Tzitz is Meratzeh for, but Lechatchili can't bring it. So my Tuma, Ilim Tumat Sheretz, Heicha Yishtari. It can't be Tumat Sheretz, because we don't allow Tumat Sheretz Betzibur. If majority of the Tzibur is Tamei, we don't bring it. Ella Tumat Mate. There must be Tumat Mate, which is the Tuma that if a majority of the community has, we bring the Korban. Olam Gonshin Mubalim Mate. Aren't we talking about a case where the donors became Tumay Mate? Almanit Mubalim Mate, Meshachin Korbanotayan. So you see that if the Baalim became Tumay Mate, we do bring the Korbanot, unlike the position of Zikne Darom. Uvimai. Ibn Nazir, if we're talking about a Nazir who's trying to bring his Korban, so v'chiyamun meit alav amar rachmana. The Torah has a whole series of things he has to do before he can bring his korban as a nazir tamei. Elo oser pesach. I must be talking about somebody who's bringing a pesach, and the one member of the korban pesach group became tamei meit. No, and that really goes against our position. So the ethics actually supports Zikne Darom. Leolam b'sheretz. Really, we're talking about sheretz. You said that avon tuma shehutra michalav tzibur and tuma sheretz is not. The answer is v'shem tuma ba'olam. It just means the notion of tuma is hutra b'tzibur. That's all we mean. V'ikad d'dayek umati haichi. Some people brought the same proof from this. Avona korashim in. The pasuk says that he will bear the sin of the korashim in. Avona korashim, the sin of the offerings. Avon makdishin lo, but not the sin of the offerers. My tuma. What's the tuma that we're talking about? Ilem tumat sheretz mishtari b'tzibur. That we're not allowed to do b'tzibur. Lav tumat mate. Avon korashim in, avon makdishim lo. So therefore, it is the sin of the offerings, which means if the donor was tmei meit, then it's offered up. But if the officiant was tmei meit, then not, which goes against Zikne Darom. And we go, li'olam tumat sheretz. We're talking about tumat sheretz. V'shem tumah ba'olam. The same answer is, we're just referring to tumah as a general category, not as the specific tumah here. Okay. The next item on our list, which was item number 9, is yoshev. If somebody does avodah seated, it's pasul. Minalan, Marav Ram Nachman Amakra la'amod l'sharet. That when a kohen comes and wants to do avodah, you have to include him because he's there with all of the other kohanim who are standing there to stand and serve. Le'amidah b'chartiv lo l'shivah, which means he was selected to stand and serve, not to sit and serve. Tana Rabbanan, la'amod l'sharet mitzvah. So that phrase tells me that ideally there's a desideratum that avodah be done standing. Shomer ha'omdim sham, and two psukim later when it says he shall join the Levim who are standing there, shinala v'katuv le'akev, the Torah repeated it, again as we just had, showing an ikuv that if you are not standing up, then it is an avodah psula. Meravolav Nachman, me'achti yoshev kezardam miyumachel avodah. He said, take a look at this. Somebody who's sitting as a din like a zar, like an outsider, and is posel the avodah. So ema mazar b'mitaf yoshev mitah. So why don't I say that just like if a zar does avodat, he has chayav mitah b'dei shamayim. So the same thing with somebody who's seated. Alama tanya. Why does the brayta say aval arel onen yoshev? Those three categories. Einan mitah el bazara. They're just not allowed to do avodat. But there's no consequence of mitah. The answer is mishum nahavi mechusar begadim v'shelo mechutz yadam raglayim shnei ketuvim amayim keachad. Because when he said mechusar begadim, which we learned from chukah, and somebody who is not done kiddush yadam raglayim, both of them say that there's mitah b'dei shamayim if you do avodah in that state of either missing the b'gadim or missing kiddush adam raglayim, it becomes shnei ketuvim b'mayim k'achad. And what's the rule? Choshnei ketuvim b'mayim k'achad en malam din. And we have Rabbi Yehuda says when you have the Torah repeating the same thing, saying the same thing twice, it could still be used as a universal model. We have a third. You have Shtu Yayin, which was where we sort of started that sugi from, that limud from. Mechusa Begadim, Mechutz Yadayim Raglayim, all connected via the word Chukah. And now you have Ushlosha, Shlosha Kulim Malam Kachad, L'divrei HaKol Ein Malam Din. When the Torah says the same thing in three places, everybody agrees that it cannot become a model anymore. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll take the last piece of our list of poslim with Omer Agave Kelim and the Machlokot Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim Bat Kibel B'Smol in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.